Now, Dave, you know that we love supporting Light the Knights. Leukemia Foundation do a great job in, you know, supporting our region, and we love to support them as well. Light the Knight this year might look a little bit different.
Yeah, look, because of the COVID-19 situation, Alicia from Light the Knight, what's going on?
Yes, because of COVID-19, we are unable to have our walk, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But this year, we're able to do it online. So we're encouraging people to get together with their families and friends and have a get-together at home. And you're able to stream the live event from your TV at home.
Oh, that's cool. Where's the live event going to be broadcast from?
I believe it's from down south.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Already been pre-recorded and everything, so it's all ready to go for the 10th of October at 8 o'clock.
What about after the event itself? Do you still do the walk? Like, can you do the walk on your treadmill at home?
In your living room.
If you really want to?
You can. Flying around the lounge room. How does that sound?
But having said that, because of the things are so different this year and everybody's been affected by COVID-19, whether it's work, events like this, doesn't mean that people still can't donate as they would normally do, right?
No, definitely not. And this is one of our major events for the year. So because the Leukemia Foundation is... It relies on fundraising. So the only way that it can run is by fundraising. And the only way it can keep people in accommodation when they need it, to give the financial support when needed, is by fundraising. And also medical research.
Absolutely.
Is the major one for us.
I've got to say... You go.
They've also got the map going, so you're able to use Instagram. So they're encouraging people to sign up, take a photo, pop it onto Instagram, hashtag LightTheNightOz, and you go onto the national map. So once you're on the website, you can actually scroll in and you can see yourself sitting on the map with your lantern.
What a fantastic idea. That's a great idea.
Oh, I don't know about that. If you're in your PJs, you don't want the rest of Australia looking at you. Maybe do yourself up first.
That's exactly right. You make yourself look pretty good before you do the photo.
I've got to say, last year's event, by the way, held at the Blue Water Quay for the first time, was a magnificent location.
Yes.
Really enjoyed it there. You did a great job in organising that last year. So hopefully we can get some great funds like we did last year, this year, even though COVID-19 has stuffed a lot of our plans up.
Mm.
So
yes, hopefully.
All right. So if people want to donate, what's that website again there, Alicia?
Light the Knight. .org.au.
Yeah, right. All right. We'll give that onto our website as always. It certainly is an interesting year.
Oh, look. What else can it throw at us?
Don't say that because, you know, what? Have you seen that meme, Alicia? Have you seen that meme, Dave? The one where they're holding Gizmo, the gremlin, and it's near a tap and it says, "What the hell? Here's 2021. And
I know,
right? Everyone's saying, "Step away from the tap." Look, we'll put the details, triplen.com.au. Alicia from the Light the Knight and the Leukemia Foundation, thanks for joining us this morning. Great to hear from you.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. We'll support that too. Maybe we should do it from our home as well.
Yeah, without the treadmill.
Yeah, well, I'll just dress from waist up.
Right. So
you can wear your tracky dacks on the bottom, waist up, you can wear the triple
Well,
engine.
If you want to wear something, sure.
Clothes optional at Dave's place. All right, today's top, we're looking at 25 degrees. Showers around the coastline today here at Triple M.